Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Spirits have different feelings to them. They do. I mean, sometimes you'll hear a story where you feel great comfort and you feel relaxed and you feel safe, even though you don't know what the hell that is over there or this presence that's around you. Maybe you don't even see it, but you feel comfort. And then there's times where, again, same sort of situation. You don't see it maybe, or maybe you do. But there's an aura of negativity, an aura of malevolence. And if you had the opportunity to feel both, you know what both feel like. They're both out there. The scary part is you can't control them and you can't always see them. But when you do, you know deep down that it's very, very real. That's what happens in our next story. Take a listen. This is my first story and is the only encounter I've had with what I believe to be a paranormal experience. Everything I've written to you on the podcast is true, and I hope you enjoy this story and can gain some knowledge and help me in explaining what it is I experience. This is a long story, and I hope you can get through it. My story starts about a year ago. I was 19 at the time, so I'm obviously around 20 right now. Me and my family were invited to my mother's aunt's 55th birthday, including my aunts, uncles, cousins, grandma, and granddad, basically all of my mother's side of the family. My mother is originally from Yorkshire, England, but she had moved down south with her mother and father long before I was born. I didn't know any of the family that lived in Yorkshire, but like I said, we were invited to my mom's aunt's 55th. When we arrived, we were all put in a hotel, an old-looking hotel. Well, the whole village looked old, and the time it was covered in fog. It was a real typical ghost movie looking village. I could imagine a sort of Silent Hill movie being shot there for parts. Anyway, so we all got settled in, went to my mother's aunt's house. It was huge, beautiful looking, old, with a thatched roof and timber beams through the whole house and a view to die for. It looked over the hills, small and very large with more fog covering it, and a beautiful stream close by. So we all enjoyed the day, the casino, the party we had at the hotel with roulette tables, poker tables, and the rest. Nothing paranormal had happened throughout the day or night while the party was going on. That's for when me and my brother went to bed. It was late, maybe about 2 a.m., and I was drifting into his sleep, but hadn't quite gotten there. My brother at this point was fast asleep. I then woke with a sudden and no explanation, but then heard from outside the room in the corridor footsteps, but as if they were running. Light footsteps. It went right by my door, but then again, right behind this first set of footsteps, I heard more. They seemed heavier, and they also went right past my door as if someone was chasing another person. About 5 minutes later, the room began to get cold. In my mind, too cold, like someone had turned on the air conditioning, but in these rooms, they had only heaters. It was just after winter, so it was cold outside, so I thought maybe it's just because of the weather. So I got out of bed, walked to the theater. I then touched it and found it was already on, and with some heat, it actually stung my fingers when I touched it. So it was definitely on, but then a small erratic knock began to be heard from my door. This frightened me just because it was unexpected, and especially at this time. So I opened the door, but no one was there. That's a little strange, I thought to myself, but obviously then thought it must be one of my cousins trying to pester us. I then got back into bed and felt so much warmer, but this was even before I put the covers back over my body. I felt so much more comfortable, as if maybe I was being held. I felt sort of safe and strange as it sounds, but then I heard the heavier footsteps come down the hallways once again. But this time, it was not like it. It was running, like it was just walking towards my room. At this point, the warmth had suddenly left me. Thinking it must be one of my cousins coming back to knock on my door again, I jumped out of bed and stood ready to open my door. One large knock hit my door and I swung it open, but nothing. No one was there. I looked down the corridor and no one was there, and there was nowhere for someone to hide. My cousin's rooms were all down at the end of the corridor, and then to the right down another. I actually thought to myself, maybe I was tired. I was just hearing things. I must be, surely. I sat on my bed, looked over to my brother. He was lying there and just suddenly woke up and looked at me and said, "Why are you sitting on your bed?" I replied, "I just thought I heard something." He then said, "Have you ever had a dream where you're drowning and you can't breathe, but then you wake because of the dream, but you aren't actually breathing in real life when you wake?" I said no to him, but then the room felt like it shifted and suddenly went cold again, but was more like an icy, piercing breeze that kept brushing up against me. My brother also noticed this, but then he just curled up and went back to sleep. I tried to sleep too, but I felt strange, as if someone was watching me, and as if I was maybe in danger. I strangely began to feel guilty about something, but I didn't know what. I couldn't really sleep anymore, so I decided to go down to one of my cousin's rooms, and I knocked. They didn't answer, so I just thought to myself, well, they must have been the ones that were knocking earlier because they're not answering. So I knocked again, and one of my cousins answered. He looked as if he had definitely been asleep. The room had no lights on, and everyone else was asleep, so I thought to myself, they mustn't have done it. Besides, I saw no one running away from the room. I had a chat with him and told him about what had happened, and soon after decided to go back to my room. I returned, got back into bed. It wasn't cold anymore. It just felt like normal room temperature. I lay waiting to fall back to sleep, but with my brain thinking about so many different things. I just felt as if I couldn't, but then it felt like something had clutched me, like someone was holding me tight in a sort of spooning position. But not so much like as if there was someone actually there, if you understand what I mean. I almost instantly felt safe once again, and everything just felt as if it went away. And I had no problems. The room went warmer, and it felt like the sun's rays were beaming down upon my back. I shortly fell asleep, and not one more thing had happened that night. The following morning, we all went back to my mother's aunt's house and all had a nice day. My cousin approached me and told me about how after I'd knocked at his room the previous night, he wasn't able to sleep. He began to tell me that this room, too, began to get cold and like there was a breeze that kept passing him. He explained that throughout the night, he felt uneasy as if someone was watching him, and whenever he would start to drop off to sleep, he kept on being woken by faint noises. We kept on chatting about it and how I felt and all the things I talked about in my story. However, my story does not end there. When I got back home, it was late, so we all just went straight to bed. Got into bed, not thinking much of what happened the previous night, and felt once again so peaceful and safe. I curled up and fell right to sleep. I woke up the following morning and sort of remembered someone stroking me and running their fingers through my hair, but of course, I thought this was a dream. It was most probably about 8 p.m., and I was alone in the kitchen with all my family in the front room watching TV. I can't remember exactly what I was making. I think it was cheese on toast under the grill when I felt someone was standing right behind me. So I turned around, faintly saw what looked like a woman, maybe in her 20s. I can't pinpoint how old. She just looked attractive and young. This is one of the most frightening moments of my life because I was so sure she was there. But she had gone and I instantly thought ghost. I've been through quite a few frightening things in my life, but this is high on my list because I'm so sure I had witnessed a spirit. I ran into the front room and told everyone, but they all seemed disinterested and that maybe I was just lying. I felt sort of scared to go back in, so I peeped around the corner, but there was nothing. I finished making my snack and sat back in the front room feeling obviously strange and confused. Had I really just witnessed the paranormal? I thought to myself. At this point, I started to link things together, what had happened at the old hotel, and thought deep into it. Thought maybe it was the spirit of a young woman being chased by someone, that maybe they had entered my room on that night in the hotel, and that maybe the spirit with the heavy footsteps entered my cousin's room when I did, and maybe when I felt warm, she was there comforting me? Maybe she had followed me home and now rests here? Again, not the end, just one last thing that was significant that happened. It must have been about 3 days later when I saw her. In the middle of the night, I woke needing the toilet, and while sitting on it, I left the door open because we keep the landing light on, and I could see. I didn't want to put the bathroom light on because we have an extractor fan that's quite loud, and I didn't want to wake everyone. Everyone at this point was asleep. I know this because I was the last person to go to bed. I was looking out through the door when suddenly, as clear as day, I saw an old black figure. Everything was black on it. Nothing was in color, but it was under the landing light. There's no way it was like this because of lack of light. It had walked straight past the bathroom toward my bedroom and my mother's room. So I quickly finished and rushed out, thinking maybe someone had broken in, but still in the back of my mind, thinking all black, with no features on any part of its body. I opened my mom's bedroom door, and both my mom and dad were fast asleep. I looked around their bedroom and then opened their wardrobe to make sure the figure hadn't tried to hide, but nothing was there. At this point, my mom woke up and asked what I was doing. I told her, and she quickly woke my father up and then went to the room to check, but also nothing. Me and my father then checked everywhere else, but again, nothing. I was freaked out, and we all got back into bed. I don't know how long after, but I suddenly woke up again, and with my bedroom door open, I saw this figure again. It was definitely human, shaped at least, but with no features. Not one on it was completely black. I rubbed my eyes and still saw it. I don't know why I did what I did to this day, but I decided to put the blanket over my head, very childlike I know, and close my eyes. After about 5 to 10 seconds, I'm not too sure, I lifted the blanket from my face and the presence had gone. Who could this have been? I don't know. Maybe the other spirit from before following me too? To this day, small events like this happen around my house. My family sees more of the black, featureless entity than the other. Only I have seen the other female spirit to this date, and have only ever seen her a few times, but not as clearly as that time in the kitchen. I feel the presence more than I see it, and it feels like it gives me a lot of comfort in ways I have explained in my story. I can only apologize for the length. I feel I needed to tell you most of the details. I've only ever told this story to my brother, but I feel I needed to share it with the podcast, so others who may have experienced the same can relate. I thank you so much. I greatly appreciate this podcast and will soon become an EPP. Thanks once again.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it, but Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever?
Coming crew.
Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side.
Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.